Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know I'm just so delighted to be here sharing this time with you. And as you might hopefully believe, my lovely co-host here is with us, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hello, everybody.
Charlene, we might have some people out there who have not heard of our work before, because we have new listeners all the time.
Right.
And as we, before we really get into the topic that I wanted to discuss tonight, I would like for us, the two of us, to give a little bit of information to explain what we do and how we do it. And I would like to tell the new listeners out there that Charlene works with God. She works in the quantum field. And we're going to be discussing today some of the magnificent changes that can be made by doing this. And before we get into that, Charlene, would you just give a word or two about how you do this, what the quantum field is, and how you program, how you do some, you might say, cosmic programming for someone?
Well, basically, that's kind of it. You know, you can use different phrases for it, because what we do is have you set a goal that you choose to have in your life, or maybe eliminate something that is stressful or is not working in your life, and we go into the quantum field, which is the God energy field, and we pull out the energy that is associated with that goal. Let's say that a person is having a really difficult time with self-esteem because of things that have happened, and they're feeling kind of like they feel worthless, or they can't make things work in their lives, and money isn't coming in, or maybe they just can't manage to maintain a steady job, or it could be absolutely, it can be something that has to do with learning, doing school, having the ability to learn and to access total recall at will for being in school or whatever. It could be work. I've had a lot of people that will call in and will do work on something that's going on with their job. And maybe they're not having a very good relationship in the workforce, either with their coworkers or one of the bosses, or they're having a problem as a boss with those that they supervise. And we can go in and have God change the vibrational frequency of what is happening, because your thought pattern, the things that you feel, and the verbalization that you give are all on the quantum field, in the energy field, and what you create is what you're receiving. So we can go in and have God change that, and that changes the vibrational frequency to a positive. You just tell him what you want in relationship to the positive, and then he changes it to whatever you choose.
And something that I would like for you to touch on a little bit, Charlene, is the healing in the physical. Now, what you really did talk about was healing, yes, in other areas, but I'd like to address, turn your direction a little bit to the human body, the physical body.
Okay. A lot of times the physical body is experiencing some stress or disorder or having things that are going on in the physical body. And usually the physical body is a manifestation of what's going on in the subconscious mind. And so we can go in and reprogram, first of all, what is creating that, and then go into and then stay in the quantum field and ask God to change the vibrational frequency of what that organ or energy, and let's say it's an ear. Maybe a person is having problems with hearing clearly. It could be something within the middle ear, or the inner drum of the ear is not functioning correctly. So you can ask God to go in and put it back in to the God intelligence. Everything was created with the God intelligence from the beginning of time. Everything was created in perfect knowledge. So what we do is we go in and ask God to change that vibrational frequency and put it back in the God intelligence. Because everything, every organ, every cell knows exactly what it was created for and what it was created at the vibrational frequency. And so we ask God to go back in and put that perfect knowledge back in. It's kind of like a computer system. You enter the information, but maybe along the way you start putting in information that is dysfunctional to the program. And so you say, no, that's not going to work. So you go in and delete it and re-enter new information. And so that's what the cells are. They know exactly what originally they were created for, but they've learned to do things differently. And so we have God go back in and re-program it to a higher intelligence.
Well, to the folks who are listening, now you have to admit that sounds, all of that sounds rather spectacular, and people who have been listening to our show on an ongoing basis have heard some of the most incredible stories from people where positive results have really come from this. Now, looking in my direction, I bring skills also. I work with the cherubim who are located in the center of the cosmos, and they have your information from the time that your soul was created, and we can ask them a question to open up the book and get the answer for you. And so that is a fascinating thought also. Some of the other things that we have been doing is connecting you to your angels, your guardian angel, or I've had some people ask about friends, family members who have crossed to the other side, and they want information about them. And so I will call someone from the spiritual hierarchy. Many times Archangel Michael comes and gives information about what that particular soul is doing on the other side.
Well, in fact, you did one of those last week.
Yes.
That was pretty interesting for him.
Yes, it is. It's fascinating, the kinds of tasks. Well, I don't even like to use the word tasks. The sort of activities that people are doing on the other side. You know, we in literature, we think of people go to the other side and they're an angel and they sing on a cloud someplace with a particular instrument. And that is not exactly the way it happens. We find that people are very busy on the other side, and to find out about some of the job descriptions and the things that people are involved with after they cross into the light, I find utterly fascinating. And so if what Charlene and I have been describing is something that kind of tickles your thought brain at the moment and you want to call us with a question, the answer here, if you are in the U.S., this is a toll-free number that you can call and connect with us now. It's 877-876-5227. And if you're listening to our voices and you live in Canada, we have a toll-free number for Canadians also. And that number is 888-815-9756. Now, I know some of the things that we discuss are really fascinating things, but don't wait to the last minute to call us with your question, because we seem to run into this a lot. People love to listen to what we're talking about, and then they wait to the last minute, and we're ready to get off of the air, and you don't have an opportunity to really pose your question for us. So do call now.
It's kind of interesting. Most of us assume that what we have is what we get, and yet God has given us permission to use our free agency to change anything we choose to. And if you could go in and we'll go in and reprogram, take out negative information that the subconscious has and reprogram the subconscious with a positive affirmation, which changes the behavior of the subconscious. It doesn't have the ability for reasoning. So only what you tell it is what it understands.
Well, we had somebody who took our advice and gave us a call early to get their question answered. And what is your name, caller?
Rosemary.
Rosemary?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, darling, I am just so delighted when you call. We haven't heard from you for a while.
Had to go take some time off and do some very, very deep healing.
Ah.
And I'm wondering about with the technique that Charlene is talking about. It's very lovely. Can it also be used to heal multiple lifetimes as well?
Well, Rosemary, I'm glad you asked that question. Charlene did not cover that in the beginning, but certainly it is a part of the process. The traumas from past lifetimes do pop up into our current lifetime, and there can be the memory of some tragic event that is you might say lurking in our cells, or the memory of it in our DNA. So yes, apparently your question is surrounding some past life issues that have been coming up that you're remembering?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can also have not only past life, but you have cell memory from past ancestors. And that comes up, and God has to change that, too, because it's not just one thing that we're dealing with. We're dealing with several things, like past life. We're dealing with the DNA and the memory from our past ancestors.
Let's say changing
the pineal and the chromosomes. So,
Charlene, let's ask Rosemary why she thought it was the past life.
The past life.
I just became aware that I've done a great deal of work in this life, but it would be like taking off one layer after another.
Right.
And I just got tired of playing with the onion.
You're tired of playing the game?
Yeah, all you got were tears. And I just went back to source and said, this is what I want, and I want your loving light to sweep through all portions of my being, from source itself through my soul, through all that I am, even down to the manifestation of this earth and beyond. And what I want is to be free of anything that limits me from Christed consciousness.
Well, that was a beautiful statement, Rosemary. And
she always has a good way of saying
it. Yes, doesn't she? And what did Source say to this beautiful message that you sent?
Well, worked quite well. I stopped having headaches and my back, and I stopped coughing. And whatever it came from, it went goodbye.
Well, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, wow. And, it's like, did you ever have a sequence in your life when you're working through things and you knew at some level that your cells were hurting? Or have you ever heard talk of it? It's like, it's not quite connecting. There, the information's not flowing properly between all of them because there's disinformation.
Well, do you want to address that, Charlene? And then I could have some thoughts for Rosemary also.
Well, her voice dropped halfway through and then came back in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm so sorry.
You're talking into the phone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Your voice dropped, so I didn't hear the middle part there.
It's like you're going through something and you're aware that your cells are not communicating properly.
Okay.
Because of so much misinformation and disinformation lodged within them. And you don't care where it came from. The result is, it's just not working well.
That's because all of them aren't connected. I agree with you. That's why Caroline and I have been working on another process to see if we could get all of the cells within the different parts of the body and dimension to to start working with each other, because they do, they can communicate and will communicate if they feel like they should.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've been connecting the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the physical body, and then turning around and grounding them to Mother Earth. So we have everything from spirit to Mother Earth, and in between, being connected as a whole, so that we don't have that fragmentation.
Is that what so many of us are working on healing right now? Is like, because until I started doing that, it was like running around putting out fires.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I agree with you.
Yeah, go heal this one, go heal that one. It's like, I'm tired.
Well, you're very aware of the world around you, Rosemary. Do you look into your etheric body? Do you see these bodies yourself?
When I look into my etheric body, I just am aware. I don't see the specifics. I see when it's not flowing and what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you calling now because you feel that you need some help with getting something flowing?
I'm just wondering about the technique. I went to Source and I asked
mm-hmm.
about this technique. I said, Source, I love you, and I need to change this.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you suggest? And the answer came back, visualize a disc of light coming from my own immaculate heart and core. See it pulling down all the way through from me to underneath your feet, and know that it's going to align you properly to hear my highest will.
Well, that was beautiful. Charlene, do you want to comment on your technique?
Well, it sounds like just about the same.
Oh, well, it always is good to work with a master.
Yeah, sounds about the same, because you've got the whole, like what you were saying, you've got to have the whole gamut working together.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, you don't feel whole. You're feeling a great deal of fragmentation, I know.
Yeah. And putting that back together again, it was so funny last night. You know, just, I've been really deeply asking for the return of all powers, talents, and abilities that were mine in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
before I accepted duality and fragmentation. And it was funny, last night I was working and meditating, and a mosquito came out of nowhere and stopped about 3 inches from my eyeball, and I looked at it and I said, out of here, and it flew to the other side of the room.
I love it. My, is that part of your mastery or what?
Well, I just didn't want to have to go to war with the poor thing.
Well, is there anything that we can do to help you, or do you feel like you have it all under control, Rosemary?
That's what I called to. I feel much, much better, and I feel healthier and stronger. But I was wondering if you could ask the cherubim if this is the best meditation for me to do twice a day for now.
Oh, my goodness, you got an answer from God, and now you're going to ask me if that was the best one or not. You don't really mean that, Rosemary, do you?
Maybe that's my lesson, but I have learned that it is always a good thing to double-check lest you be seduced into things that may lead you astray.
Well, I have a hard time asking the cherubim if God's word needs to be...
Okay. Well, I want to make sure, you know, I feel better. The result is there. I just thought I'd double check that and see if I was doing it correctly or if I could do it better.
How about, instead of asking that question, if we ask the cherubim if there are, I don't even feel comfortable with asking alternates.
Are there additional things I need to do?
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
What she wants to know, is there additional things she needs to add to that and to ask the cherubim?
I think that's a good question. I feel better
right.
with that, Rosemary, than
Thank
trying
you.
To second-guess God. Oh, my goodness, especially after you said, you know, God spoke to you, you followed God's advice, and then you were feeling better. And then I'm going to go up and say, do we need to improve on this?
Which is usually not the case. But he probably could say there's something you might come up with.
Yeah, if there's something in addition that I need to do, that maybe I got so busy I didn't hear the whole message.
Now, see, I like that one better, because as human beings, we can get so busy, we're off on a tear someplace, and we didn't stop to listen completely. Now, see, this one I feel real comfortable asking. But that other one, trying to second-guess God, I don't know, that didn't sit well with me.
Not quite her nature.
Would you say?
I said, that's not quite your nature.
No.
Just wasn't phrased well.
It wouldn't have been my nature to say that. Matter of fact, I'm seeing images of myself right now where in this lifetimes in the past where I was giving adoration to God, and I'm thinking to myself, and that this picture is popping up in my mind's eye. Okie dokie, Rosemary. We'll see what the cherubim have to say about this.
Thank you.
Just give me a minute because I have to connect. Of course, there is one standing there, and there's a couple in the background, and she's got her finger over. See, on the radio, they give me illustrations and symbols of things because we've got to get the information a little bit faster because people are listening. We can't daydream, right? And she's got her finger over her lips like, it's so cute. And what she is saying is that one never has to doubt their soul when they have it turned towards the face of the Creator. As you, Rosemary, have done very well with this in the past and also in the present, that you know how to use the pathway to Source. And you did listen. You heard Source's words. You followed them, and the process has been turning for you by way of healing. There does not need to be another process that you need to use other than give this a little bit more time with what you are presently working with, that there have been many lifetimes, to you almost innumerable lifetimes, where there is some clearing to be done, and so it's going to take more time. You notice right away that you have felt some return of your vitality.
Mm-hmm.
You can gauge what is happening in your body by the increase in vitality that you are feeling. Mm-hmm. They are also mentioning another thing, Rosemary. What they're saying is that God understands and your soul understands that healing must go on through a gradual process.
Mm-hmm.
That if your intent was to heal everything immediately, that it would put your physical body in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so your body understands how to be in harmony with the command. You voiced through your word, through the mental process, a command that was given to you by Source. The command is a workable command, but understand that in your world of what is considered immediate does not have the same tone or the same process in the etheric level, and they're showing me the line as it goes back to Source. In other words, you're using Source's energy. As Source sends the energy, you are using it to work within your body. And this energy that comes from Source also has wisdom, also has the knowledge to heal in the method that is the best for your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're on the right track, they are saying. Keep with it, but don't expect the word immediate to be applied to the physical as you apply it in the world as you know it. What is happening to you is immediate in the sense that it is within God's time.
Mm-hmm.
So it is immediate. God is also making certain that the physical body is being healed in the matter of, yes, urgency, one, as far as you're concerned, but also in the optimum kind of health. So it's going to be more gradual than what you consider immediate.
Well, just being, you know, to arise, take up your bed, and walk and start to function while the process is going on is a great blessing.
Yes.
And I think so many, the reason I called is so many others are going through this as well.
Oh, aren't we all?
And you're coming from your base, your background of great spiritual knowledge and saying, I don't think this is quite right. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember this aging and this crazy stuff. And what is this? And for me, to come from Source, to know that if there are lifetimes or memories of lifetimes or ancestral things that got passed down through lineage, they can be healed.
Not Did you have a question for Charlene Rosemary? Maybe there is an issue that you might wish to address to her that she could help you with.
Just the vitality. It's going to steadily increase.
It's what they said.
Good.
Keep working. With the path that you were on, and you will know that this is healing by the increase in the vitality that you're feeling.
Oh, nice.
It's also saying that in a couple of months, now maybe that sounds like a long time to you, but I, you know, knowing you that you've really dealt with this for quite some time, that in a couple of months you're going to see a real change because you're cells are finally receiving the message and rejuvenating back to the God intelligence.
Absolutely, and I wish to thank you from the bottom of my heart for absolutely making me aware that that was a request we all need to make of ourselves and our bodies.
Yeah, he wants you to know that it is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is it? When was it you called the one time? Couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And it seemed slow.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told one time, I said, how come it's so slow? And he said, you just assume it's slow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he said, you don't understand the process for which the body was created and the process it has to go through. You wouldn't be able to handle, like she was saying, you wouldn't be able to handle the transition immediately.
No, it has to be more gradual. I mean, we put ourselves through a lot when we accepted duality.
Uh-huh. Rosemary, let me ask you a question. In this healing process, have the bones been involved in any fashion?
Yeah.
I thought perhaps they might be, and I wanted to add that to the mix, that structures of bones seem to take a little bit longer than the cells of flesh.
Well, I've grown about 2 inches because the scoliosis is straightened out.
Ah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
it's coming, isn't it?
It's so nice not to have to get on a ladder to get a glass off the top shelf.
Mm.
You can reach up and get it now. So I've noticed an increase in height, maybe two inches or more.
Oh, isn't that marvelous?
And more energy seems to be available.
Mm-hmm.
and gradual. You're right, it's gradual, but I will continue to do what from source energy what was suggested. And
isn't it interesting that the cherubim happened to use those words about, you know, the process of the healing by the amount of increase in energy or vitality, I think.
Vitality,
it's a,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was amazed at how much little vitality you can get by with. And I am so eternally grateful for the return of it, and I can only hope that it will be better, because as I, one of my long-term goals is to be working with children, and you must be able to keep up with them.
Well, that's a beautiful goal.
It's coming, Rosemary.
Thank you.
I've seen it doing it with the children, so it'll be okay.
Oh, it'll be lots and lots of fun. I just am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to share that with those who are listening, that it can be done, and this is something that first I met you, and it gave me an idea, and then I went on with it, and we can all do this with God's gracious intervention and help. We really can. We don't have to carry the burdens.
And that, isn't that a beautiful thought, Rosemary and Charlene?
Well, one of the things, Rosemary, that I know that you're dealing with is not only are you having to rebuild your body, but you're also in a time frame where those that are wanting to be in a higher dimension are changing. So you're dealing with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. We talked about that before, how, you know, you've got all these cells of yours that are crystallizing besides.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're going to come out on the other side pretty fantastic, you know.
Cool. Well, I remember about 8 years ago, because I've been steadfast in these things, and I was talking to my lovely spiritual brother, and I said, enough of that. And he said, honey, the cells that can hold the light, they're hanging on, and if we pushed it any harder, you'd turn into a big tub of goo. And I just kind of think of that whenever I got impatient.
Yes, I'm here to learn patience, too, and I want it right now.
Well, yeah, patience is the ability to remain focused upon your goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's, otherwise, it's just something that you have to go look for in the supermarket. I had to sit down one by one and take these words and reframe them so that they would work for me instead of against me.
Very wise.
Mm-hmm. And then my subconscious couldn't be waylaid by someone using one of those, like, you know, my poor collie, you say sit, and she sits, and then looks around and tells her who told her to sit. So that's it, and I want to thank you both for your wonderful care and your support, and I think I'm on my way.
I think that's beautiful, and we're delighted for you. And we're delighted that you have shared this with us and with the audience. Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You too. And, you know, it would be wonderful if you could tune into my Sunday show, the message.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to channel Archangel Michael live. He has asked to come to discuss Earth changes.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to be there.
That's marvelous. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Charlene, something that I wanted to bring up is I was talking to an individual who had problems as a child. They were not treated very well, and they were very young. And some of these memories are coming up where the parents have abused them, and they're trying to deal with this, and they also want to overcome the issues of hatred that they're feeling for these individuals. And I'd like to just, if we can take a moment, and you describe, well, we have a message, someone else who has a question. We'll get to my question after okay. we talk to our caller.
Okay.
And your name, please?
Oh, Dominic from England.
Oh, hi, Dominic.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I, you know, after that last healing I had, my creativity has improved.
Now, were you talking to Charlene, or did you call in on a Saturday?
I think I called in on a Saturday, but...
I thought you did.
Yeah, but...
let me just tell Charlene, Dominic had called in on a Saturday, and Caroline had worked with him, and he's calling in to report, I suppose, the improvement that he's had from that time that Caroline worked with him. So, Dominic, you said that your creativity has increased.
Yeah.
And what else? Anything else?
Well, my spirit friend, I suddenly found a discussion group on the internet where lots of other people were in the same situation as I was. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of coping with that thing more as well, this
mm-hmm.
curiosity about who I'm dealing with, not really quite knowing.
mm-hmm.
But, I suppose really that this time I want to see if I can get my abundance, I basically want to manifest money. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Charlene, did you hear Dominic?
Yes.
Okay. He wants to manifest
money.
Abundance.
I think the way he put it was, I want money.
Yeah, I want money.
I want money.
Gosh.
You know, most of us say, you know, I want money. And money is actually God in action.
Mm.
It depends on what you do with the money. You know, most of us are raised, from backgrounds, a lot of backgrounds, where money was considered, and I'm going to insert this to see if it's yours, that money was the root of all evil. And if that was it, or if you have an ancestor that made an oath of poverty, that oath is still in your DNA. So that has to be pulled. Or the belief system that those that are rich received it in a negative way, maybe through evil means or something like that. If that's in your DNA, that has to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what happens is you have that coming in and it stops you from receiving the abundance that is really rightfully yours. Because most of the time, or the belief system is that God will give so-and-so, let's say Tom, lots of money, but he doesn't give me money, or I don't deserve to have it.
Charlene, how about the issue of I'm not worthy to receive the money?
Absolutely, because if you have that in there, I don't deserve, then you turn around and say, I don't deserve, and you cancel it in the subconscious, and in the DNA, you cancel it in your past life. You pass it, you cancel it with your ancestor line, and then you replace it with, I deserve to receive an abundance of money. Now, the subconscious doesn't know what abundance means. So you would have to maybe, I know Caroline once I said to me, she said, Charlene, you're putting a limitation on God. And I said, as I've been working for people, you can put in, say, I have abundance of money from God. I have $2.5 million. So let's say you get pretty close to $2.5 million, then you're going to raise it. Reason is that the subconscious doesn't know what you're asking for. Neither does the universe. But you can say, I have abundance of money. What is abundance to you?
Good question, Dominic. What is abundance to you?
I suppose abundance. Gosh, I just have even a block thinking about it. It's like I have a life where I've just been without much money for a good many years, and a lot of things I want to do just take really, really long time to get anywhere, and it's, you know, many projects I'm trying to do, it sort of has never come together, and I feel very sad about my situation. Like I want a new pair of shoes because I'm down to one pair of shoes and they're falling to pieces.
Okay, but what would be an abundance?
Oh, I suppose, you know, if someone gave me a new pair of shoes, if like the type I want, and some person bought me a new computer because mine's growing old, and some person would pay for my trips to go to exhibitions in Central Europe, you know, while I'm in England. And
Dominic, how much money would it take monthly for you to feel comfortable that you were in abundance? I can see now where some of the problem of manifesting is because you don't have an idea of exactly what you need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dominic, let me explain. Mm-hmm. When you put something in the quantum field, you have to be very precise, because otherwise you're being wishy-washy and doesn't know what you want. So you have to be very precise. Let's say, okay, abundance to me is $10,000 a month, right? Is that abundance?
That would be fantastic.
Okay. Now, abundance to somebody else that has a higher expectation, maybe they have to have $50,000 a month. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to be very precise. Okay, and then when we put it in there in God's field, you have to be very, very precise of what you assume is abundance. When somebody is, let's say, just barely surviving from day to day, abundance to them would be $100 a day. You see?
That'd be more than amazing to me.
Yeah, so you've got to put in, when we go in to put it in the field, you've got to be very, very precise with, and then I'll put it in what you choose.
Now, we don't have long to go before we're going to come to the end of the hour. So, Dominic, if you'd be kind enough to choose a number that you feel you want to control monthly or have come into your life monthly, perhaps Charlene can put that in there and use the word or better or
okay.
More.
Okay. I'm going to say I need £10,000 a month to do the things that I need to do.
Okay, $10,000 a month.
He's from England, and they work in pounds.
Yeah, I put down pounds.
Here.
I'm sorry, pounds.
Okay.
I put down pounds. But the other thing is that I'll put in, not only do you deserve, you see, you can deserve everything, but you've got to be willing to accept it.
Uh-huh.
See? If you don't have an acceptance flow, you can deserve it, but until you open up your energy field and accept it, it won't come in.
Yeah, yeah. I do projects that if I would actually pay for them, I'd make a huge amount of money out of it. But it's like the strange force in my life is keeping me under the surface all the time, and it's.
Well, I do think there seems to be some issues of worthiness here.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, worthy. Okay, that's a good thing for you. I am worthy of receiving. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think that's an issue? What we're saying, Dominic, don't you think that's an issue, and she should put that in the quantum
okay.
field?
Yes.
See, if I was working with you one-on-one, I would find exactly where your programming is that's allowing it not to come in.
Oh, gosh.
Because
see, you're working against yourself in some respects, Dominic.
Right. You're putting blocks.
Yes, yes, I admit that. It's
okay, God told me to teach them non-resistance. In other words, you're resisting the flow. You're putting
mm-hmm.
up a block or a barrier that keeps that flow from coming in. But it's what you've been taught, what your belief system is. But anyway, we're getting close, and I want to make
yeah,
sure
work
that we
on
go
that,
in and
Charlene,
do this for
and
you, okay?
Dominic can call in later if he has another issue with it.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then we'll follow up on it, okay, Dominic?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me do this before the show's over. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going
The reason is I'm going to go into the quantum field and watch God change this for you now that you've given him permission to change it, and I'm going to watch him change the energy field for you.
Uh-huh.
And you're in England, is that correct?
Yes, London area.
Whereabouts?
London area.
Oh, London. Okay, thank you. Okay, go in and ask God to change the energy field in London, England, for Dominic. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me do that.
She doesn't hear me. She's working on this with God, and I'm talking to you now, Dominic. The little bit of time that we had, we tried to uncover the blocks. I do think we came across some of the blocks in the sense that it seems to be you didn't have a figure in your mind as to what you really needed. I think there was some issue here with being worthy to receive, because all of us to a certain extent have that. Sometimes we have had this feeling of guilt also around money. And as Charlene has said in the past, we or our ancestors might have taken vows of poverty. You know, we have been through some religious orders where we took vows of poverty, and the body still remembers that. So what we have done is we've chatted with you a little bit, trying to get some of the thoughts that's in your mind surrounding finances, and Charlene has some of the ideas that she is going to watch God replace in your field. But now, if you leave, and there is another issue that we haven't uncovered, another thing that you're resistant about surrounding abundance and money, you might have to call back again.
Yes, I'll enjoy doing that.
Yes, okay. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what she comes up with. She'll tell us she's in the theta field. It is it would be for a person who's in a very deep meditation. That would be her brain activity is in that activity energy right now as she is working with this, and so she doesn't hear what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic, one of the things that he's pulled for you is you have not only a past life, but an ancestral line that runs back into the English that made an oath of poverty. And that oath of poverty was that they took their means and they gave it, now, to the church or to the king. So that's been pulled.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of stopping you before.
Okay.
Okay, so God's gone in and pulled that out. And he pulled out anything, any activity that in your DNA and your ancestors have also had that pulled for him. Okay?
Okay.
And he put in that you now receive and accept $10,000. Oh, I probably make a mistake.
You can say dollars for the moment.
I'm sorry. Yeah. All of a sudden I'm looking at my notes and it says pounds again.
Okay.
Okay. That you receive that amount of pounds in a month. And then afterwards he said, please put in each month. Because you have to have each month. Otherwise it might come in 1 month. And then I had to he had me put it in that you now receive it in a positive way. Because sometimes we can receive something and it's not in a, and it might be in a negative way. You don't want it to receive it in a negative. You want to receive it because of something positive that has happened to you. Okay?
Okay.
And then would you call back and let's see how things are flowing for you?
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, because there's probably other things that can be pulled.
Yeah, I suspect there's other issues around this.
Yeah, and part of it is it's a deeper-seated issue than we can deal with right now, okay?
Yeah. So I'll deal with it in stages.
Take kind of little pieces at a time to get it done.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dominic.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Before we get to the end of the show, Charlene, how about giving out your phone number in case there were individuals who want to speak to you privately or wasn't able to get on the phone tonight?
Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
And what time zone are you in?
Okay, I'm Mountain. So right now it's almost 7 o'clock.
So that gives people an idea so they don't call you in the middle of the night.
Oh, do like I did, and I called a lady in Hawaii, and it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I miscalculated what the time was. And here I'd waited and waited and thought, okay, now I've got it right, and I'd call her at 6 in the morning. I had to apologize. I'll call you back in 4 hours, I said to her.
And friends, to reach me, my website is www.carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Evers, E-V-E-R-S, .com. And some of the things that might interest you is the many books. We have 9 books there. I have a lot of people who are interested in readings, detailed readings from the cherubim. What we're able to do on the radio is really just short ideas. And then the conference calls. I have a sample conference call on the website. We work with the masters. The one that's on the website is one that we worked with Archangel Michael. We have every month conference calls that brings in a panel of advisors from the spiritual hierarchy, and they're discussing ascension. They have been quite remarkable. So that's www.carolynevers.com. We probably have about 5 minutes, Charlene. I was we were talking about a situation where a person had to deal with an unpleasant situation in their lifetime,
yes.
And they were carrying the emotions of, in a sense, hatred. For an individual like this, I know this the process would be very similar to what you did with Dominic, but perhaps you could give us a few thoughts as to how you would go in and work with God and change that situation around.
You know, I'd like to spend, say, for instance, a little time, probably next week when there's time, and what I'll do is I'll show you about 5 to 6 months ago, God gave me a process for releasing that, and it's amazing what is happening with people that have been abused by an individual and how that is finally taken out and resolved, and it just doesn't belong to them anymore.
It's I love to hear that.
You know it happened, but what God does is he takes out the feelings associated with the experience.
Ah, the emotion.
And you can have somebody say something, or there's something on TV about abuse or something, and you don't get all upset about it. You know it happened to you, but the emotions have been those feelings have been released, and you don't deal with the feelings anymore. And it's just a wonderful thing for people because they don't have to deal with it their whole life. So we'll go through that, and I'd like to have everybody listening learn how to do this so they can not only do it with themselves, but they can do it with others and encourage them to do it the same way.
That's an excellent idea, Charlene, because in the work that I've done with people, I find that this is a problem with many people, maybe not abuse, but something that happened in the earlier years that has an emotional charge surrounding it, and it's very difficult for people to move on. to be healed and move on and live their life in a happier frame of mind. So, yes, I would love to talk about that next week.
And what I'd like to have them do is have a notepad,
mm-hmm.
because I want them to write it down so they can use it not only for themselves, but they can use it for others that have had similar experiences.
Oh, what a marvelous idea.
Yeah, it just has made such a difference in people that I've worked with, you know, personally. It's just made such a big difference. And it's almost like it becomes like an illusion,
mm-hmm.
that it didn't occur, although you know that it did, but it isn't in the field anymore.
Well, folks, you're listening. You've got an assignment. Tune in next Wednesday. Bring your notepad. And I love the idea, Charlene. So one more time, dear, be kind enough to give your phone number out again.
Oh, okay, 801-944-9346. And just recognize that can be healed. We can go in there and have God just eliminate it. It's a marvelous process.
And this is Carolyn Evers saying goodbye, and my website is carolynevers.com. Until next week, goodbye.
Goodbye.